And we have got a couple musicians in studio right now who are going to be performing at Radio Waves, Max Bickle and John Gruber.
Good evening.
Yeah, they're a couple of the stars, actually. Multiple appearances. We're looking forward to that. They're on the list on Sunday. John is going to be playing with Shoot from the Hipsters.
That's correct.
The famous, that was a startup band. This within the last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got together last year just for Radio Waves.
Yeah.
And then it was so much fun. We are doing it again. We're on the small stage, so we're kind of limited on how many people we can include. But I think Chris Gillis is going to want to get in on the act.
Oh, of course.
And last year we had Musa on Conga Tumba, so we're going to see if we can work that out too.
I have to say I love the endless combinations and permutations of musicians that happens on the local music scene.
Even
really
the names
fun.
Of the groups, you know, the Splinter Tones, the Splinters and the Siever Tones the Splinter Tones.
Yeah, and I'll just
formerly
expound
known.
On that. Yeah, so it was the Splinters, and when John and Liz, which are still performing as the Siever Tones, when they joined the group, we kind of banged it around for a while. What should we be called, and what do we want to, you know, be thought of as? And so it kind of has been the Splinter Tones, and occasionally it's Splinter Nation.
Splinter Nation, I've heard that.
when Gillis comes into town, and when Bill was playing with us, we kind of expanded it a little bit more. It might be a Splintapalooza.
All right, we're talking with John Gruber and Max Bickle, a couple of musicians everyone around town knows very well, and we're going to ask them now to prove that they are musicians and give us a little taste of
We wanted to play a couple songs that the Splinter Tones do, but, you know, a duo is quite different than seven to nine-piece band. So this is a kind of a sparse rendition of a song called When You Dance by the Turbans in 1955. Oh, when you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill. Oh, when she's close to you, well, hold her tight.
When you dance,
when you dance, you feel the warmth of her embrace. Then you'll know this feeling, yeah, is no disgrace. Such a thrill. Thrill, oh, when she's close to you.
great.
That was really
John
fun.
John Gruber and Max Bickle, and the falsetto was John.
Isn't that amazing?
Max was the bass, man.
Nice.
That was, you really captured that 50s sound, man. I thought it was Jersey Boys playing. If you saw that movie, is it Frankie Valli? Was it?
I don't know. I never saw it. That sounded awesome.
Sounded great.
I know.
1955.
Yeah.
I like it.
And when John and I got a chance to talk a little bit, a month or so ago, and come to find out, he went to college and is like a graduate of vocal prowess. And well, no wonder he's such a darn good singer. It's like when I hear him do that falsetto and the whole thing, and there's some other tunes that are even more amazing what he can do. It's just so beautiful.
I love about this opportunity I have sitting here is I can ask questions about that. Tell us about that, John.
I didn't know you studied
background.
That either.
When did you get started playing? Did you study music?
You know, singing is just one of those things that people have or not. You know, I mean, I remember singing as a little kid, and I remember teaching my first grade class a song, you know, so I think I've just always been able to hear melody, and it was Do You Know the Muffin Man?
What era was that?
Oh, I don't know. It's not a big deal. I mean, I've just always... I sing. Mm-hmm. And in high school, at Washburn High School, we had a terrific choir and a great choir director. And so those of us in choir took it very seriously. Mm. It was probably the most important class I took in high school because I loved it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the rest of the stuff I didn't really love. And we were good enough that we actually got to travel to Europe and do a festival one summer between my junior and senior year, and got really tight as a band, as a choir. And so after college, I decided I wanted to keep singing. And so I got a guitar and started strumming, and mostly so I could sing. And I've never really become a good guitar player. But
no, we don't agree with that.
I there are so many great guitar players, but the reason I enjoy music is to sing and to be in the Splinter Tones. There are times when five of us are singing, and it's just awesome. I mean, that's the most fun thing about the band to me. Although it seems like everyone in this band just is having a gas every time we get together. I mean, rehearsals are just great.
They are.
It's so nice.
And that makes
the size of the band, too, adds to that, I suppose. I mean, there's so many of you.
Yeah, and the variety of music. And there's some really great soloists, you know. I mean, that's the other thing. And Jeff and Rick are so solid. They've been doing this together for so long, you know. It's a really fun band.
I was just going to say, it's really fun for the listener because you just catch that, you know, mm-hmm. that feeling when a band is having a good time and you're there, you know.
Yeah, well, good. Let me just say, when John and Liz came into the group, of course, most of the listening audience has heard the Splinters for years. And a lot of Zydeco and polkas and some rock and roll. John and Liz have brought in another really jazz flavor. And I think we've all the rest of the group has all had jazz in our background. And but when they start bringing in their groove and a list of tunes they want to play, not stuff that they played together as the Seaver Tones, but new stuff that John and Liz have, you know, pulled out of the off the internet or whatever. You know, just this is this would be a good tune for us, and we're just eating it up. And so there's another element now. If you haven't heard the Splinter Tones, it's just more stuff to pick and choose from.
That's
the
great.
Cream just has to find its way to the top. You know.
Well, you know, I suppose we should hear a little more music, but then I want to ask you a couple questions about your musical background, Max. So,
okay.
What do you guys want to do for us?
Well, this one's kind of a stretch. It'd be nice if you and everybody in Radioland helped us out. It's a song by Louis Jordan, It was written by Louis Prima. But it's kind of a... the vocal has a response to it where everybody kind of follows the lead vocal here, and Max, of course, will... He'll get you started.
Dick and I are terrified, just for the record.
And it's really hard to pull this one off without Jeff because it's like, you know, the bass is do 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 you. I've been longing for you, baby, ever since the day I met you. Got you where I want you, and I'm never gonna let you get away from me. Do what I tell you, I'm the man for you, so you better start to face it. If you ever lose my love, you know you never can replace it. Think it's time for you to start giving me some loving, cause I'm carrying a torch for you that's hotter than an oven. Time for you and me to do a little turtle loving, baby, hold me tight.
We've had lots of music in here, and nobody's ever asked us to help before.
So God, we had like a little four-part harmony going.
Oh, no.
We did. Yeah, it was.
You guys were spot
quite
on.
Quite different. All right. Yeah, right. I wouldn't call it harmony, but.
Oh, what a great song.
That's really fun.
That's really fun.
So, Max, give us Max sitting over there with his violin, fiddle.
Yeah.
How do you refer to it?
I usually refer to it as a violin because I was trained classically. And there's classical musicians that want to call it a fiddle, but generally it's referred to because of the style that you play.
Sure.
And I don't really play much fiddle music. Adam Moza, he's a fiddle player, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're playing bluegrass and that kind of stroking the instrument. I think of it as a fiddle, but so I
you're
started
more of a jazz.
I trained, again, I was trained classically and and played in rock bands throughout high school and years after that, and got playing jazz in my 20s, and it's still my favorite kind of music. I played in nightclubs in the Twin Cities, played a lot of rock stuff, ZZ Top, and you put some effects on a violin just like you can on guitar. So John's playing acoustic guitar tonight, but if he's to plug in his electric guitar or even his acoustic guitar and plug it into effects, well, you hear what Michael Monroe does when he uses effects and with his voice and with guitar and Pete Cavanaugh and all the guitarists in town, you can make a guitar sound like a whole different instrument than the acoustic guitar. Well, this, you can do the same thing with violin. So, so I have an effects unit that I plug into so it helps me play a variety of different, type of music. So.
Well, it's great to have that violin and not as a fiddle, too. So it just sounds really nice.
Max, you know, I've always wanted to ask you, when we learn new songs, you never take notes. I mean, you know, when I learn a song, I have to write down the chords, you know, or I just can't remember them or play them correctly. And so are you really playing by ear mostly? I mean...
Yeah, so I try to just pick up on the progression of the chords and then just go with it.
So that's playing by ear, basically,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. And then there's times that if there's something that's really really unusual, I have to either make a real strong mental note. But usually on the notes I need to write down is like what key it's in, if it's... when I just can't remember the name of the song. Like when I first came into the Splinters is like, it took me like 6 months to even recognize the songs. They say like, okay, we're going to play this. And I'm thinking like, I have no idea what song that is.
And I like then we that
do
now,
it.
Max.
We do that like two practices later and I still don't know what song it is, you know?
Well, we're running short on time here.
Yeah,
we'd love to hear one more tune from you if we can.
Yeah.
Is that okay, or would you rather just chit-chat?
Yeah, no, that's okay. We can play this song. It's called Same Old Blues. It was written by Leon Russell for Freddie King. It's a slow blues. Max, I don't know if you've played it before, but like, since you're an ear player, it doesn't really matter.
All right.
That was
wow.
great.
That was job. Lovely. Was gosh, I'm sorry we have to go in about 4 minutes to the football game.
It kind of fits the mood too, though, in the gloom out there tonight. That was very sweet.
And
Max,
you
picked that up so well. That was
thank
really
you. Yeah, it's a beautiful. Thank you. You just have such a way with melody. It's just really, really nice.
Well, it's thank you. It's inspired by those that I play with. Really, I just you listen to what is being created around you.
You can tell that. Yeah, you can tell that.
And you just see what you can add in. You know, you don't really want to be clashing with what's going on. You have to find what's gonna fit in.
Well, I hope everybody out there comes down to Radio Waves.
Radio Waves.
Sunday.
All right, I think we got to wrap it up here, guys.
Okay,
thank you
for having us.
Go Vikings.
Great. Thank you so much.